Penguin Random House Audio presents Gray Mountain by John Grisham. Read for you by Catherine Tabor. Chapter 1. The horror was in the waiting. The unknown. The insomnia. The ulcers. Co-workers ignored each other and hid behind locked doors. Secretaries and paralegals passed along the rumors and refused eye contact. Everyone was on edge, wondering, who might be next? The partners, the big boys, appeared shell-shocked and wanted no contact with their underlings. They might soon be ordered to slaughter them. The gossip was brutal. 10 associates in litigation terminated. Partially true. Only 7. The entire estate division closed, partners and all. True. 8 partners in antitrust jumping to another firm. False. For now. The atmosphere was so toxic that Samantha left the building whenever possible and worked with her laptop in coffee shops around Lower Manhattan. She sat on a park bench one pleasant day, day 10 after the fall of Lehman Brothers, and gazed at the tall building down the street. It was called 110 Broad, and the top half was leased by Scully and Pershing, the biggest law firm the world had ever seen. Her firm, for now, though the future was anything but certain. 2,000 lawyers.